Lord, we need you more than ever before. Please help us to navigate these turbulent waters. Amen. Understand, beloved, all that you have spoken is true and accurate. This was about the current Pope talking about removing the Eucharist and the intercession of the Blessed Mother to make it more appealing to all faiths. The Abraham Accord will give the Muslims permission to behead Christians, because rather than seeing the Trinity as the model from which man was made, body, soul, and spirit, is mistakenly interpreted as three gods that the Christians worship. Does it not say we are made in his image? Does it not say in Genesis that we will make man in our image? What you have spoken, you did not dream up. It was given to you by my Holy Spirit, and it sets before you the necessity for a plan to rescue these souls who will be severely confused. In this time and season, fragmentation is the key word, or to state it more simply, divide and conquer. When families are together, they are strong. When they are scattered and divided, the wolf picks them off. You are dealing with a wolf in benevolent sheep's clothing. Pope Leo XIV. Have no scruples about calling evil, evil. Your sheepdogs are an excellent example. Bella and Lily, in the midst of a herd of sheep, look benevolent, just like the other sheep. But they have been bred to appear as sheep, but operate as wolves. Even their lineage is taken from wolves, because in that part of the world, wolves are very common. This breeding is done deliberately. So don't be blind to the fact that you are dealing with a wolf that appears benevolent, even protective of the sheep, but will scatter the flock and lead them into the pack of wolves to destroy them. What is being done now is a shoo-in for the one earth faith and consolidated under a legitimate world kingdom. Your president is fighting it with everything he's got, but the groundwork, as you have been told before, began in earnest during the French Revolution. You are here to preach the truth, and you will be hated for it. But my children, whom I have called, will hearken to your voice. Lord, what are you saying? Make them heart dwellers, and they will recognize the truth? What about music? Oh, how I love you, my obtuse little vessel. Claire, if they know me, they will know the truth. It is oh so simple. Resting in my heart, running to my heart, where truth abounds like the very oxygen they breathe, will bring them into alignment with the truth. Your job is not so much political as it is pastoral. To bring the sheep into the folds of my heart, where truth will permeate and keep them safe in me. David was a shepherd. He kept the sheep protected and fed them on healthy grass. It is love that draws souls, and my love will reach through the messages I give you and the music as well. Continue to draw them into the early church when things were simple and away from the worldly church. They cannot go wrong in my heart. They will find everything they need there by bringing them back to the source, the basics. They did not get entangled in church or world politics. My children, the faith is about love and holiness, following the scriptures, living a life of sacrifice and simplicity. All I have taught you by the way I lived. There is really no room for controversy when you model your lives after me. That is why I came into the world the way I did, to show you what true Christian living is all about. Kings live in palaces, carpenters live in simple homes. Saints are called to live in heaven, where no earthly agenda is a priority in your life. When your heart is there with me in heaven, the world is something you barely touch, so you have no concern with the doings of men who tend only towards corruption. You are waiting for me to return, where I will set my government in order. But in the meantime, there are souls lost in confusion, needing prayer and instruction. And because you dwell in my heart, you are prepared to meet their deepest need for truth leading to salvation. These are treacherous and confusing times you live in, and the only place you can depend on getting the truth is in my heart. If you do not hear my voice directly, your heart will feel the anointing when the truth is spoken. This will guide you deeper, step by step, into my peace, which always accompanies my truth. You will need this strength as things progress beyond your knowledge and understanding. The alien agenda will take many souls captive because they are not grounded in me or my love. And that was the end of his message. Prayer shields up, heart dwellers, that the unsaved will hear and follow his truth.